Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So while I was traveling, I noticed a few stories written about a symposium that had been organized by the Wilder School at VCU, as I understand it, related to inequities and abuses in medical care. And I thought, you know what, I'd like to talk to Governor Wilder about this, because as I read the stories, they're pretty horrific about abuses against minorities decades ago. And in the stories that I read, I think in the Times-Dispatch, it referenced that then attorney Doug Wilder was one of the people actually out there fighting to make sure that minorities in this community were treated correctly. If they went to the doctor, they went to the hospital, they went to a clinic. And Governor Wilder is with us this morning. Good morning, sir. I appreciate you coming on always. How are you?
And good morning, John. Always good to be with you.
Well, tell me about the symposium and the motivation for it and what you covered during the meetings.
The symposium was based on the common book that VCU had chosen. It just so happened to coincidentally be called The Organ Thief. And it was written by Chip Jones, who, as I said at the symposium, did a tremendous job of telling it like it was. Mm-hmm. And as it turned out, people know I was brand new in practice of law and had been building up a reputation, however, and had not brand new to the extent of not being considered a pretty good trial lawyer. But this man called me and told me he wanted to talk to me because VCU had taken a hot under his body. And I told him, after he got to sit down and talk to me, I said, "You think I'm crazy? Huh. You must be crazy too." Mm-hmm. And as it turned out, he said he got this tip and this call, and someone told him that the Undertaker told him that in Stony Point, Virginia. "Well, that's some news, man. Your brother's body doesn't have a heart." He said, the brother then told me that somebody had given him a tip earlier. I told him, "You better get to the hospital because something's going on real funny there with your brother." They didn't know what it was. Well, the man fell off of about a 3-foot wall down on 23rd Street near Main Street, and he hit his head and was unconscious. He cut him to the hospital. He had his brother's business card right in his shirt pocket. No one has ever denied that. Mm-hmm. But needless to say, they took his heart and they put it into the body of a white man, like Davidson. And in the process, when I brought the lawsuit, the definition of death was all vital organs gone, and it was clearly heart death and cessation of life. Mm-hmm. That was the case that changed the definition of death. But that came as a result of the General Assembly some years or so later.
Right.
But during the time, that heart was absolutely stolen and taken without anyone's consent.
So
like
he was
so happened to be a man of black man.
I want to make sure I understand this. This man who had fallen, and what year was this that we're talking about?
This was in 1968.
Okay. Well, that's a little close for too close for comfort, because that's just before I was born. 1968. He falls. you may. I'm a youngster compared to you. If he fell, your assertion was, or your belief at the time was, that he was still alive and they just harvested his organs, or we think he had truly passed away.
No, what you concluded to be what you thought. I thought. You're absolutely right. They took his heart while he was still alive.
Oh my God.
No one has ever denied that.
Yeah.
They changed the definition of death. The judge on a Friday pretty much agreed with what I was saying. Monday, he changed his mind. And it just so happened. Who did they have to come and testify and the trial? It just so happened they had all of the heart transplant surgeons in the world. Christian Bernard came from South Africa. You had the yellow people from Stanford coming, you had people from New York, Connecticut, and you had VCU, MCV physicians there to testify, having to just automatically have this conference in this at this time. It didn't make sense, John.
Right.
We know what happened. They know what happened. But that worse than that, on the morning of the symposium, VCU a letter of apology to the family of Bruce Tucker the morning of the symposium.
Is that right?
And what they did, they wanted to give the family of Tucker to provide help in designing a plaque in his honor. So I asked at the symposium, what words would they use? The Bruce Tucker, with thanks for your heart from the bottom of ours.
Oh, my God.
Then I said, should the plaque be shaped in heart form? At the same day or during the same day or two that they wanted to do this with Bruce Tucker, they agreed to pay the family of a young college student who had been obviously assaulted by his fraternity brothers.
Right.
They did it to him. They paid him $1 million. Now,
right.
Follow with me what's taking place now. You just read the New York Times had an article this Saturday, 9/24 Saturday, and the headline is how a hospital chain, Born Secures, Mercy Health, used a poor neighborhood, black neighborhood, Fairchild of East End, and how they used it to make all kinds of money. It just so happened that the CEO's salary there was $6 million a year in 2020. Now, there's a responsibility of VCU. We know that VCU today, through the Medical College of Virginia, charges for medications to poor people that they get for free. That's today. And you're telling me that all of this time we had leadership? As it relates to disparate health care in our communities, it was bad then, it is getting bad again, and it has never really been addressed. And where is that responsibility? On behalf of the leadership, Michael Lau and the Board of Visitors, serve the people of Virginia, serve all of the people.
The first story, of course, is mind-blowing, shocking, horrific, the one from 1968 and I get your point completely about putting a plaque up does not solve the problem, certainly doesn't compensate the family.
It's insulting.
Yeah. Has there been any other reaction now that you've pointed out the obvious discordance between the payoff to the fraternity family and this one?
After I said all of these things, and after I said everything that I had to say at the symposium on Saturday and then Monday, I got a call that about this week from the rector of the university, and he said he was trying to contact me because he wanted to be able to get a plaque that commemorates the visit of Queen Elizabeth when she came here to visit in 2007. 2007, yes.
Right.
I was elected mayor in 2004, and he wanted me to sign it. That is all that he said to me, and that is all I've heard from him.
Oh, boy. Well, how are things at VCU with you? I saw that you withdrew, or let me not put words in your mouth. The newspaper said you withdrew your lawsuit.
I filed a lawsuit, and right. 5 days after I filed that lawsuit, I was notified by the Department of Education, the United States Department of Education, the Civil Rights Division, that they had received my complaint that I filed with them 2019, and that they were conducting a full investigation of VCU, explaining why they did what they did with me. And I was also told, quite frankly, that I did not have to make any further appearances, requests. They have investigated everything that I have said to find out. And VCU was notified the same day that I was notified. So that's where, and that's why there was no need for me to bring the lawsuit. I can always bring it back,
right?
If I'm not happy with it.
But it may not be. It may not be the most comfortable situation at the school. Do you see President Rao, Michael Rao, socially or professionally? Is there how are things going?
I don't know that there are too many people that see President Rao. He does not function in the community. I hear that quite frequently. He is not seen in the community. I don't ever had opportunities to see him anywhere, to talk with him about anything.
Well, he hadn't come on the radio show. It'd be great. I know you're filling in for me one day during Governor's Week, and I'm very thankful for that. I'm really looking forward to listening.
I look forward to it too, John, and thank you again for allowing me to do that.
Oh, you're great. You'll crush my ratings just that one day you fill in. It'll be terrific. But
you said he might do what on the show?
Well, you should invite him on the show, and then you can interview him directly. He won't come on when I invite him.
Well, wait a minute. You have never expressed anything bad or him, as you were saying, that it might be going on good as
right.
far as the show the school is concerned. All you wanted to do was find out. He knows what I'm going to ask him. Yeah. He's been paying money
right.
on the show.
Well, I'll tell you what, you text me immediately while I'm in Italy. If you find out that he's coming, and I will leave the Vatican and tune in without a doubt live. I appreciate it.
You're a good man, John. Enjoy yourself in Italy. And again, thanks for allowing me to be a part of your show next week. I look forward to it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Former Virginia Governor, former Mayor of Richmond, Doug Wilder, who will be a part of our Governor's Week program next week while I'm traveling with listeners in Italy. Thank you, Governor Wilder. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.